I'm recording the episode for people to listen to later. Congratulations.
Right. Welcome to Geeks Without God with Molly Glover, Nick Glover, and Tim Wick.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks without God.
This week's Geeks Without God was recorded live at Convergence 2024. We had Nikki Armstrong join us to talk about sizeism in cosplay. Really interesting conversation.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God.
Welcome to Geeks Without God. I'm your host, Molly Glover, and we are live at Convergence 2024. I am joined here in this room by my co-hosts, Nick Glover.
Snicked.
And Tim Wick.
Bam.
And we have a guest drawn from the audience, from topics people suggested, and our guest is Nikki Armstrong.
Hi, everyone.
Now, Nikki, the topic you put down is you would like to talk about sizeism as the unrecognized prejudice in cons and cosplay. Mm. And I'm very into this topic because I think that there's something that infrastructure of even just this hotel overlooks is just people with larger bodies. There are so many chairs that are just uncomfortable or nearby almost impassable for people who have anything larger than like a size 12 body, which is crazy. Like it is beyond to me how we just don't see that as a part of ableism in this country.
I could not agree more. Just a little bit of my background. During my master's program, I was a fat activist, so I've taken back ownership of the word fat.
Hell yes.
And I don't see it as a negative thing, and so but I also appreciate that not everybody else is on my journey, so while I would never call anybody else fat out of respect for them, I don't take offense to it, but everywhere else does.
Yeah, it's pretty astonishing how often people will say, like, oh, you're not fat, when somebody I know...
You're pretty.
Or even like, oh, but you're not that big. And it's like, why is this an issue? Like, I'm just saying I'm fat. Why do you need to take that away from me?
Nikki, you and I, we both are fat cosplayers. Per my own preferences, I tend to cosplay to my body type a bit. Within, it doesn't have to be perfect, right? I don't have to be perfect, but like I tend to that just because that's my comfort level, and that's, I don't know, the accuracy that's important to me in a nonsense way that's only for me and no one else. You have a different philosophy in your cosplays.
Especially this year, with it being everybody's included, I wanted to prove that that meant everybody's included to do whatever cosplay they want to do, regardless
yeah.
of race, gender, or body type.
Yeah.
So this whole con, I've been doing what I've been calling fat girl does skinny cosplay. So yesterday I was Leeloo. On Thursday I was Jessica Rabbit. Tomorrow I'm going to be Sookie Stackhouse. And today I'm obviously...
Kim Possible.
And on the Ville stage last night, you did the Leeloo costume, and it was so good.
Yeah,
I know,
yeah.
I'm just saying, it was so great to see, and when you walked out, I heard people go, oh, hell yeah. Like, I could hear this, like, wave from the audience of, like, fuck yes. And so that really just reinforces that, especially here at Convergence, people want it. People are ready to see this fat liberation. And not only that, but this, like, liberation of our ideas of whether or not fat people are allowed to show their bodies, right?
That's, oh, yeah.
You know, my cousins, my whole family went on a trip, and I am not a fat person, but I am also not an extremely skinny person. I have a lot of muscle on my body, and I was wearing a bikini, and my aunt was like, I love that you're just so brave and willing to just wear that bikini with it all hanging out. And I turned to my cousins and I'm like, listen to me. Don't listen to her. Like, you wear whatever the fuck you want. And it's like, and they're like, thanks. And like, you know, it is so pervasive, especially with people who are socialized as women from the 90s and earlier, I feel like, which is a lot of our mothers, which is a lot of our aunts, which is a lot of our grandmothers. And so I think that this generation, you know, late Gen X, early millennial and forward is really going to do some really good groundbreaking work. Yeah.
I think I wanted to just insert here. If anybody has been watching Bridgerton season 3, the lead, Nicola Coughlan, is a larger individual.
She's fat.
Yeah.
She describes herself.
There you go.
As fat.
She describes herself. Yep. Herself
with perfect breasts.
Yeah. And that I was gonna say. Somebody asked her. Asked her something about how brave it was for her to do a nude scene.
People with her body,
People with her type of body, and she said, "I'm glad you bring this up. That I did this nude scene with perfect breasts, and I was able to, I was able to show for everybody with perfect breasts that it is okay
as a woman
to show
with
them
perfect
off.
Breasts. Yeah. Yes, I felt very seen. Yeah. It was really good.
The things I've seen in response to that too have been people talking about like the acceptability of a mixed body type relationship being shown, which is fucking hilarious considering there's like this well-established trope in American television of like fat husband smoking hot wife. I'm living the dream, don't get me wrong. But the Honeymooners, the Flintstones, the Simpsons, Family Guy, and like no one is bringing this up. No one is making that point. No one's talking about it.
Everybody loves Raymond.
It's only an issue when she's fat, and then all of a sudden we need to have a conversation about it. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah. Irksome. I have actually seen Nikki when you posted that you were doing ribbons. Fat girl does skinny cosplay was your ribbon. There were a lot of people on that thread that were very excited, and since then I feel like I've seen more and more people describing themselves using the word fat in a positive way, saying like, "I'll be the fat girl wearing this if you want to come find me for this," and I think that is really inspiring. I'm looking forward to. I don't know. It really bothers me when people don't think about other people. I have this like weird sense of justice, and I get really black and white about it. And it really fucking makes me mad when people act like they are the only person that ever exists in terms of every part of their self, right? Like, oh, if I'm short, no one who's tall needs to think about. I don't need to think about people who are tall. If I'm tall, vice versa. If I'm fat, if I'm skinny, And so, but I think people very often just don't think about people who are fat and who need like to be seen in as a having a serious like I am here, like pay attention to me, like don't pretend that this isn't a secret, yeah. We don't have to be ashamed. I'm not trying to pretend you're not fat. Like it's I don't know. I look forward to seeing more fat liberation on TV. I'm hoping that it's a trend for 2024.
Nikki, do you know or in the audience too, do you guys know about Cake Plus Size in South Minneapolis? You familiar with?
I've heard of it a little bit.
Okay. It's a thrift or secondhand clothes shop in the kind of like Nokomis-y area of South Minneapolis on Bloomington, and they are just plus size. They have an incredibly like positive like fat liberation philosophy to everything they do. They are mostly like femme presenting clothes, so it's not super for me, but I absolutely like love their what they're doing, and they're a great follow on like Instagram and stuff like that. But they do an event every summer where they do like a fat swim day, where they rent out a huge private pool like party area, and it's like fat people and their friends and their loved ones. And it's just like everyone can wear whatever swimsuit they want, as revealing as they want or don't want, without worrying about like any sort of a judgment. And also like not to say that it needs to be private or it needs to be hidden, but like some people just aren't comfortable with that in public, and they want to establish a space where they are comfortable doing that and they feel supported. And so that's what they're doing, is they're creating that space. They're kind of like taking it into their own hands and making the space for themselves, which is very activist in nature.
And I love that call out, and that kind of harkens back to one of the things I wanted to discuss in regards to sizeism, though, is also unless you develop mad sewing skills, being able to do fat girl skinny cosplays are insanely difficult because they just don't make the clothes in your size.
Yeah.
So the example was, I really wanted to do Gabrielle from Xena this year. I was dying to do it's still on my to-do list, but I would have to pay to have the corset custom made, the skirt custom made. Everything would have to be custom made, because if you go online and look up Gabrielle costume, your choices are small, medium, or large. Yeah. None of those are going to fit on my 300-pound body.
Yeah, I definitely, the vast majority of my costume skills, you know, meager as they are in some areas, are out of necessity, like, because I've had to make things for myself. Like, the boon of a 3D printer is that I can take files that other people have made and scale them up and print them bigger. And I can do test prints that are shittier quality to make sure it fits me, and then print a higher quality one once I've hit the right size. I can't do that with sewing the same way. I can't go into a store and just try stuff on all the time, because, you know, I'll have to settle for an all-brown bathrobe of this material and not the material I want, because I'm not going to sew a bathrobe, but also that's the one that's in 5XL.
I will say it was really fucking frustrating. That really nice I Am Knuff sweatshirt that was all, like, fleecy and good only went up to size 2XL. So, like, what message is that, right? Like, the whole point was that everyone's accepted, and yeah. And then Run the Jewels, which is a rap group we love, has a dude who is Nick's size. His name is Killer Mike. He is not a small dude.
Killer Mike's like a 4 or 5 XL guy.
Run the Jewels merchandise could not be worn by Killer Mike because it only goes up to 3X. 2X in some cases. So, like, the dude, there's two guys in the band, and one of them can't wear your own goddamn merchandise. You'd think they would be somebody who would be advocating and making sure that was possible. But it's really frustrating. I actually keep a list of companies I know that can, like, go up in size so I can find Nick gifts and, like, surprise him with stuff. And it sucks to have that big a problem.
Well, even then, when you do find clothes that will fit you, you're paying a premium because the audience is smaller, because of more material, because it's a specialized market and you can just gouge people.
It's the last one, because I always say I am waiting for the day where I can join the Walmart class action sizes lawsuit, where when you go from XL to 2X, they charge you $2 to $4 more, but small to XL are all the same sizes.
That's fucked up. Yeah.
And so it's not a more material thing. You can't give me the more material thing, because there is more material between a small and an XL than there is between an XL and a 2X.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. There's... I don't know how much it is as much for women or, like, femme plus size clothing. For men, you got DXL, you got shitty stuff on Amazon that's probably lying about the size, or it's not American large sizes, it's Chinese large sizes. Or there's kingsize.com, where your quality is going to be a real fucking mix of absolute trash that's falling apart and something that's, like, mediocre. And some of their stuff is super cheap and some of their stuff is super expensive. And I've never figured out why.
Go ahead, Tim.
Sorry.
I did just find a clothing brand, though, called One Bone. Which is, like, it's a bit expensive, but it's super fucking high quality. I'm not wearing any of it right now because I'm costume clothes. But they go, like, they do their own sizing. They get rid of the XL shit. They just have, here, take your measurements, get your letter, that's your pants. If you watch Letterkenny or Shorzy, the guy that plays Jean-Jacques, Francois Jacques-Jean.
JJ Frankie JJ.
He's wearing their clothes in Shorzy, and he's one of their models. Yeah. I saw him on their website, and I was like, I know that motherfucker. and like, their stuff has been great for me. It's expensive, but it, like, is durable.
Yeah.
You know, I think the perspective that I can lend to this is somebody who's not very fat. I was actually much heavier, and then I got diagnosed with diabetes and made a lot of lifestyle changes to hopefully not die before I was 70. So now I wear a large, but there was a time where I wore a 2XL, and, you know, it was like, wow, my clothes are cheaper, and anything I want, I can find. I can find anything in a large. The only issue is that there are a lot of people that buy large, so sometimes it sells out, which, you know what, first world problem.
I think, Tim, you're raising a thing that is good to address. There's, when people talk about, like, fat, it's like, you fall outside of the bell curve for, like, regular size folks where the world is built for the people that fall within like the standard deviation, right?
Everything from chairs
and,
to cars.
And if you're out, and if you're, you can be fat or overweight or whatever and still fit within that standard deviation of sizing where the world is still kind of made for you. I don't want to be gatekeepy, but like the people that fall within that range are kind of sometimes referred to by fat liberation folks as skinny fat, if you've heard the term. And so usually when we're talking about like fat people's problems, fat people clothing stuff, the obstacles we face, we're not talking about folks that are skinny fat. And that's not like a gatekeepy exclusionary thing. It's because the difficulties and the obstacles are very different, even though there's some absolutely some shared societal pressure and things to challenges to address.
So, you know, Nikki, what can we do here at Convergence? This is your third Convergence. Mm-hmm. So you're relatively new to it, which means you have fresh perspective and you're not, you know, you don't have all the baggage of like the way it was before or the way it's always been. So like, what can we do that you see that you're like, I would love to see this?
There's a handful of them with like the chairs in this room. I'd love it if they were just like 2-3 inches apart from each other because I feel like I'm giving the person sitting next to me a lap dance. They're very comfortable, but like up here, we have a couple of inches between us. I feel like I have some breathing room there and I don't have to take over two chairs. I think recognizing when you're seeing somebody who is doing something you might consider brave, I'm putting air quotes there, which you can't see when you're listening to this. It's jarring for me when people say, you're so brave to be wearing that. No, I'm wearing this because I fucking kill it. Like, I look hot. I don't care what you say. Instead, which is what I'm getting more and more of, is rock on or that's an awesome cosplay. That's reaffirming that what I'm doing is acceptable versus I'm so brave, meaning should I be doing that?
Right.
And also, if you don't like the way somebody looks in it, keep that to yourself. I've had a handful of people tell me I should pull down my shirt, and I can't figure out if it's because I've got a big belly or because they're telling everybody who's showing their midriff they need to pull down their shirt. But I'm pretty sure it's the first one.
It's not the second one. Fuck that, man. I think that, and the programming thing with the chairs, I think is such a really good point because that's such a small actionable thing that could be done. But I guarantee is the person setting them up isn't thinking about that at all.
The hotel, I mean,
about maximizing space, totally. Not maximizing space for people.
Yeah, maximizing numbers, not comfort or accommodation.
Like airplanes.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. I don't even want to talk about airplanes. It's so upsetting. As someone who's been coming to Convergence longer, I think the culture's headed in the right direction. I think you see it in the programming, you see it in the participation and who's participating, you see it in how people are reacting to the people that are participating more. There's been a culture shift, things going in the right direction, which is hopeful and promising. Because it wasn't, I don't want to like look at how things are and say it's perfect or great or anything, but like compared to how it was, there has been really significant progress. I don't see people that are like, oh, it's, you know, it's fat Han Solo. Oh, it's fat Leia. Oh, it's, you know, it's just, oh, look, Han Solo. Awesome.
I will tell you, the love I get here surpasses the love I've gotten at any other convention I've gone to where I've tried to wear more revealing cosplays. They don't go over as well as they do here. Especially, I don't know if any of you guys caught Nerdlesque yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
75% of the performers were bigger girls, and they killed it.
Honestly?
Every single bit.
I would say like 75% of our burlesque scene here in Minnesota is bigger, curvier girls. Like, there's very few really skinny burlesque dancers that I've ever seen, frankly. So you mentioned that Gabrielle is a dream cosplay. What other cosplays do you have what are you setting your sights on? Maybe there are some makers and some sewers in this room who are like, I want to do that. I'll help you make that.
So, I mean, I wouldn't mind doing Xena as the offshoot. The one that I really want to do, but the hardest part is that all of her iconic looks are hard to just pull off because they're normal looks. But my favorite TV show, even though the creator's problematic, is Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah.
So I'd love to do a good Buffy. The problem is I don't think because of my bigger body I would ever read as Buffy. I would read as a girl in leather pants.
Sure, sure. Yeah, no, I know that as I'm getting older too, I'm finding that I can't decide if I should be like not worrying about the fact that I'm 46 when I want to cosplay Anya Folger, or if I want, you know, or if that's, is that weird? I'm 46 and she's 6. Is that weird? Like, I don't want to make it like a sex thing, but like, you know, like teenager characters, like, yeah. You know, sometimes there's a teenage character I would love to portray, but I feel like I am old. I look my age. I like to be in the sun. I am starting to get gray hair, and it is an interesting balance as, you know, you know, as Nick was saying, he feels so much more comfortable cosplaying things that match his, not just your fatness, but your height.
Oh yeah.
And your beard and other things that you're like, I don't want to shave my beard.
I don't want to fucking shave my beard for costumes anymore. Unless it's a really fucking good
I don't
costume.
Want to cosplay a really big titted character. I tried once and it made me feel really weird because like I don't know. So it's interesting to which things feel like you can subvert them. Mm. And like you're saying, you know, if I'm trying to do Buffy, I just look like I'm in clothes, you know? So like, yeah, how do we figure out that the difference? Cosplay is so fascinating to me because there's ways you can do it where it's obvious. I mean, it's a whole fucking thing and you're in a wig and all that stuff. And then there's more subtle casual cosplays that I've been seeing around that are really great.
Anything that's like really iconic and has some customization that you can do to make it like instantly identifiable helps with that sort of thing. I think my two like dream cosplays right now for what I shoot for are, as always and forever, the Brian Blessed's from character from Flash Gordon with the wings and the suit. I get to keep the beard. It's an elaborate costume. I cannot make that costume to my standards, so I will never wear that costume because I can't afford that costume. But also, I think Baylan's skull from Ahsoka. Mm. I feel like I've got his eyebrows and his beard and a similar head shape, and I think I could do that. Ray Stevenson's character, R.A.P. in pieces.
I want you to do a Zardoz costume.
Zed from Zardoz.
Zed from Zardoz, yeah. I think that would be very
the
hot.
Boots would be so fucking expensive, Molly.
I know. That's the only problem.
I wear a size 14. I can't find costume boots in my size anywhere.
Any last thoughts, Nikki, before we wrap up?
The only other thing, too, is I want to point out that it's important to also recognize that this is my journey and this is my level of confidence, and that if there's other people out there who aren't brave enough, again, air quotes that you can't see when you're listening to a recording, that is okay. Everyone has a right to be on their journey. So when people say, you know, I'm not ready to be there yet, I completely respect that. But at the same time, if I am, then it's not their place to tell me I shouldn't be.
Hell yes.
Word.
Hell yes to that. Thank you so much. We have been here live at Convergence 2024. Thank you so much, Nikki Armstrong. Nikki is in Vilification Tennis, where you can see her monthly at Strike Theater with us, usually, and she often brings these very awesome cosplays and other kind of cool costumes to Vil, because I don't know if you guys know this, but we wear costumes every month on theme. It's a big deal. We have a lot of fun. Thank you for joining us. We've been Geeks Without God. You can always find us on Facebook, Twitter, Patreon, all that good stuff. If you've been listening, you've heard the spiel a million times. You could probably recite it back to me. Thank you, and have a great Convergence.
Bye.
Thanks.
Join us at Convergence 2025, where we have no idea what we're going to talk about.
We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, we're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks, geeks without God.
Need more Geeks Without God? Go to our website, read our blog posts, find us on Facebook, or follow us on Twitter at Geeks Without God. Social media!
We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, geeks without God.
I have a few coveted Fat Girl Does Skinny Cosplay ribbons left.